And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break here from Open Line as we're talking to Candy Westbrook, the director of the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. And Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
I am great. Good morning, everybody in Coffeyville.
It's good to have you in studio.
And everywhere, I guess.
Yes, exactly. All around the world.
All around.
Because they can hear us online, kggfradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere.
That's
so,
right.
Before we get started on what you're going to talk about today, obviously, how was the parade last week and the first couple nights of the Christmas on the Plaza?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I was going to talk about that. So thanks to everyone that came to the parade. First of all, we had just a great turnout. I think probably the largest crowd we've had in a long time.
And like 80,
the weather was
an 80 entrance, right? Somewhere around
there? We had
80-some,
85, yeah, something
That's
like that.
That's a ton for
a lot of entries, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of entries. So we had a lot of people that showed up to watch it, a lot of entries. And then huge shout out to John and Stephanie broadcasting it live on Facebook. I was able to go back and watch the video, and it was great. Oh, my gosh, the quality was wonderful. So we're going to make that even bigger next year. We're excited.
Ooh.
I think we're going to have a stage, and we're going to really – and I'm going to get in there and do some interviews, too, with John and just kind of make that a – almost like a Macy's Day Parade
exactly.
type activity.
No, it was. I've gone back and watched the video as well. It was a lot of fun to watch, and it just seemed like there was a lot of energy in downtown on that Friday night.
And a lot of really unique entries, too. We had some fun ones. I mean, my favorite was the lunch lady. That was a wonderful entry. So anyway, yes, thanks to everybody that came out for that. And of course, that kicked off all of the Christmas in Coffeyville activities. So we have the Christmas on the Plaza, and Saturday night, wow, it was like a Hallmark movie. There was all these people downtown walking on the sidewalk shopping and music playing, and it just was really amazing to see. So lots of activities happening every weekend until Christmas. Go out to the Coffeyville Christmas on the Plaza page, and then you can kind of look at a schedule. We've also got some of them on our community calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the candlelit tours kicked off as well, and they are beautiful. I think they've got, 135 trees or something?
My goodness. They just keep adding more and more every year,
it
seems
and
like.
More lights outside.
Yes.
So now when you drive up, there's just a whole big drive-through
My
experience.
Goodness, yes.
So it's beautiful. So, yeah, we've got that going on. The tours of the plaza, of course. Even if you don't want to do anything but just drive around town, the downtown lights are just gorgeous and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Get out, take a picture in front of the tree, and eat some food and just have some fun. But yes, we're so excited about Christmas, what I call Christmas in Coffeyville. So, speaking of that, though, did want to say, don't forget about the Christmas lights contest, because we're not seeing that many entries. And I'm like, what? Free electricity.
Free electricity for the month of December.
So we also have gift cards and just fun for it. So all you have to do is send me a picture of your house all lit up, and yard or whatever it is. There is a registration form, but I can send it to you, or I probably can even fill it out for you. But just,
and I think you have one also on the website.
It's on
as
the
well.
Website,
yeah,
yes. So, if you just go to the website and go to the community page, it's right there. So there's the form, and then you can either message on Facebook the pictures. You can email the pictures to me. My email's on the website as well. You probably could physically bring them in, but it would be better because we need to be able to load them up on the Facebook page for everybody to vote on here in another week or two. So don't forget to get that in. We're down to the last week or so on that. So,
and even Coffeyville Light and Power has gotten in on it, where they've changed their lights to red and green.
Yes,
so,
I know.
It's always very cool to see that every year.
I love
year.
Seeing everything lit up this time of year. This is the last chance also for donations for the coat and blanket drive that the Chamber is hosting. We're going to try to get blankets and coats for all the kiddos at the Boys and Girls Club. And so we went ahead and extended the deadline. So you have until this Friday, Thursday, if possible, to get all your donations in. And I don't have as many as I'd like. We don't have enough for each child. So if you can, you know, go out and buy a blanket or a coat, drop them off at the Chamber, or even used ones, we're just asking that they be very gently used, great condition, and all clean. So drop those off at the Chamber. Excuse me. There's been some cold and allergy stuff going on right now, and I hate it.
Oh, no doubt. Believe me, I know 100% about that for sure.
Well, man. So in the news, wanted to share some good things happening. One is, you probably have heard of that website called Only in Your State.
Mm-hmm.
So they always are sharing top 10 this, top 10 that. Recently, they shared the best small downtowns in Kansas, and Coffeyville made the cut. They highlighted our unique architecture, including the Perkins Building, which, on top of it being unique, it's also where the Dalton Raid happened, and so I love to get to work there every day. So come see us anytime downtown, but I was excited to see that we had made the cut for that.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. I think there was only seven, you know, in the state of Kansas.
There you go.
Very good. Governor Kelly also announced recently that 2021 was the biggest year in Kansas history for economic development. A large part of that actually is Southeast Kansas. There are several projects that were announced this year. Some have already broke ground, some are getting ready to, but big projects happening in this region. So excited to see how that's going to play out over the next few years. Also, great news on the housing front. So, you know, last year, Community State Bank, Iron Style Homes, and American Homes Realty kind of partnered together to bring in a contractor and start building homes again here in Coffeyville. And so two were built, and they were officially sold this past week. And so we're excited about that, because now that means that we're going to be able to build some more houses and just kind of get that momentum going. And those are going to be kind of your middle income family homes. And then for the lower income housing, the city was just awarded the USDA program. It's worth $620,000 to assist low income Kansas in building homes in this area.
There we go. That's really good. I mean, it's something we've definitely needed in Coffeyville's newer housing. And of course, next year, starting next November, I think it is November 1st, is when we will start collecting the taxes of the extension of the half cent sales tax. We're basically I'm trying to remember 40% of that will go to new housing as well. Yeah. So that's one thing we've definitely needed in this area, is getting some new housing, because if we don't have new housing, like I think you said a few weeks ago, we kind of go stagnant or we go backwards.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we can bring all the great businesses here, right, but we got to have houses for the employees to live
exactly.
in. So we're excited about that. It's going to show some great growth for our community. So very excited about all that good news. Hey, if you are free tomorrow at 4 p.m., Senator Peck will be here tomorrow. He's going to be upstairs at the Chamber Building, the Perkins Building, for part of his listening tour. So this is a great opportunity to share what our community wants to see happening in Topeka this coming year. So he's kind of doing all that right now, because, of course, in January they'll be getting back up to Topeka and starting on all the legislation. So stop by 4 o'clock tomorrow upstairs, and you'll get to see me as well over at the Chamber. So.
Well, that's the best part, is getting to see Candy. So.
Even if you don't get to see Senator Peck, come see Candy.
There you go. So, but yeah. Again, if you have any questions on your mind, obviously let him know.
He
cannot know what you want unless you tell him.
That's right.
And he'll take that up to the Capitol for the next session.
That's right. A few just quick announcements from our businesses. So Bargain Center of Coffeyville and ABC Christian Preschool both have recent job openings. I'm getting ready to post a few more this week. So if you go out to the Chamber website, we have a job board on there, and you can check out some of the latest jobs opening here in Coffeyville. The Coffeyville Recreation Commission is hosting a corporate step challenge aimed at getting Coffeyville active this season in the winter, so we can stay moving. So you can go out to, I was trying to think where I had the guide at. It was in our newsletter, but I can email it to you if your business wants to be part of that corporate challenge. Boys and Girls Club's annual Shop with the Cop is going to be December 17th, and they do need help with that. They need help with the kids kind of going out and getting their shopping. They need help with wrapping the presents and just a few other things that day. So if you can help, it's again December 17th, and just contact the Boys and Girls Club and they can give you all the details. We started in my recent newsletter highlighting each week our Platinum members, because they give a huge investment in the Chamber and city each year, which allows us to have, like, our Christmas parade, for example, 4-H banquets, spectacular. Also, even workshops like our Women in Business conference we recently had. Really, they just do so much more. But we just want to thank them, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do some of the things we get to do. So shout out this week is for Acme Foundry. Wonderful partners in our community, and they've been here, I was going to look it up the other day. I know they've been here a long time.
Right.
I feel like it's been over 50 years, but I'll look it up and find out. But yes, great shout out to them. Thank you, Acme. I have been talking about shopping local the last few weeks. I'm going to wrap it up with this last comment here today. It's Christmas season, and I know it's hard to find items sometimes. Either one, because supply chain's crazy.
Right. Supply chain is wild, to say the least.
Or it could be that you just have somebody that's hard to find a gift for. I mean, some people are a little pickier. They have everything already. Mm-hmm. So get them shop Coffeeville cards at the Chamber. This is kind of it basically works as a MasterCard, and they can use it at 20 different places in Coffeeville. That way they can spend it on what they want, and it's real easy, easy to use. It doesn't expire. So anyway, you can go out to our website. It's on there. It's called Shop Coffeeville. Or you can give me a call at the Chamber and I can kind of walk you through how to do it. But just kind of letting everybody know that if you need some Christmas gifts, that's a great one. Or we've been seeing a lot of people come in and buy our coffee mugs, because they look like the campfire tin mugs, you know, the old-fashioned mm-hmm. kind. They're not. They're made out of ceramic, actually. So they're really good coffee mugs. But those and the Coffeeville coffee. So those have been a great hit, where we've kind of been bagging them up together and making those into a gift for you. So. And I think that's mainly everything. I just wanted to announce one last thing to save the date on. And I've mentioned this the last few weeks, but January 21st will be the Chamber annual dinner. And I did have some questions about that this week, because someone said, well, is that open to anybody? Absolutely. Yes, it's primarily our businesses, but we actually have community members come. Anyone's welcome. Because what we do is give a highlight of the year. We share our new goals for 2022. We have some great inspirational speakers. We even have some magic happening. We got a little magic show, some games, of course, food, drinks. And, of course, we give out our awards for the best business of the year, citizen of the year, all those awards. So registration is on our community calendar page in January. Or you can call and I can get you signed up. It's $40 a ticket or $75 for a couple. And it's really a wonderful, amazing night out. So just wanted to let everybody know about that. And I think that is all I have for today.
All right. So, Candy, if anybody does have any questions, though, about anything, or maybe, you know, you're talking about the coffee cup and the coffee combo or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
So, of course, we are open 8:30 to 5 every day, so stop by the Chamber and see us. Message me on Facebook. Email is on the website, so just go out to our website and you can email me. Or, of course, easy number to remember, 251-2550. 251-2550.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for joining us today. We always love having you in here every week.
Yes.
And we'll see you again next week. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas, though. So,
yes.
But we have, what, two more times we'll meet up before Christmas?
Right. Yeah, so I probably am not going to be here.
For the 22nd?
Or the 29th. There's one of those days. I'll probably be here on the 22nd, but
okay.
I think the 29th I'm traveling, so
okay.
We'll see.
Absolutely. So, yeah, enjoy that Christmas holiday at that point, most definitely. Well, Candy, again, we'll see you again next week. Looking forward
to
it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will restart Open Line, taking your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, which we've already thrown out there. Do you call it a garbage can or do you call it a trash can? Right here on the Mighty 690.